Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. On this episode, I share with you some personal thoughts based on experience on how taking a leap of faith and jumping outside of your comfort zone can often lead to miraculous and magical results. Hey, so in this blog post, I would like to talk to a little bit about taking a leap of faith. Those of you who know me well know that I find myself contemplating and reflecting a lot, especially when I'm traveling. For the last 2 months, I've been in California. I came out here to attend a music production and licensing retreat hosted by my music production mentor, Gary Gray. And when I booked my ticket, I booked it with the intention of going on a music mission. I hadn't actually really given much thought to the details of how that mission would unfold, but one thing was clear. I wanted the trip to be all about the music, and I wanted to stay out in California long enough to build long-lasting connections and relationships. But let me backtrack to just before I committed to come out here. I had a little money come my way, which meant that for the first time in 10 years, I was able to put something into a savings account. When Gary told me about this retreat, I wanted to go with like the whole of myself. I wanted to go. But the fear of financial lack arose within me, literally like a hungry, snarling dog. And I use the analogy of a snarling dog because that's what it felt like. The ferocity of this fear was so strong that it almost totally blotted out my desire to go, to follow my heart. I say almost because an instant after I felt the ferocity of this fear, another sensation swept over me, and this sensation spoke to me louder than the fear, and it said, "You have to make this journey, Liz." I knew this was the voice I had to listen to, not the voice of fear, like I had done for so many years previously. No, this time the snarling dog had to be put in its place. Despite knowing deep down that I had to say yes to the retreat and to coming to California, I still felt the fear inside me. I had more money than usual, yes, but in practice, not enough to sustain a long-term trip to the States. I didn't know how this would work, but I knew I had to take a leap of faith. So I did. I booked myself a one-way ticket to LA, trusting that Lady Luck would support me. So remember what I said earlier about my intention to make the trip a music mission? For it to be all about the music, but that I hadn't really given much thought to the details of how that mission would unfold? Well, being here and letting go of my need to be in constant control has been like me diving headfirst into a cornucopia. Me deliberately taking a step back and not having everything planned to the finest detail meant that I allowed vital space for providence to sweep in. On a practical level, I met people, and I'm talking like people who were complete strangers initially, who welcomed me into their homes and not only offered me a place to stay, but also really, really looked after me. These people have subsequently become very dear and special friends. Bob, this goes out especially to you. Thank you so much for everything. honestly, I can't thank you enough. On an artistic level, I have met some incredible people, incredible, who have inspired me and helped me refocus and redefine my own goals as a music artist and as a human being. New collaborations have been formed, which I'm sure are going to lead to some amazing musical creations. They already have started creating amazing musical creations. And new and very long-lasting connections have been made. I feel like my creative juices have been given a shot of turbo-powered superfood. I'm so excited for what the future holds. As most of you know, I also consider having goals extremely important in any endeavour, but especially when it comes to having a successful career as a creative. At the same time, I also consider it important to be flexible on how these goals are achieved and to also constantly learn and grow along the journey, redefining your goals as you go. The people I have met, collaborated with, and connected with here have reminded me of what inspires me and what my natural gifts are. And this, in turn, has helped me redefine my own goals in accordance to what I believe to be my life's purpose, the call of my higher self rather than the call of my ego. And this, to me, is extremely important. So, of course, obviously, this means working with music, continuing my own career as a music artist, but doing it from a place of deep connection with my community. And if you're watching this video or reading this blog post, that means you're a part of it. And working in a way that ultimately inspires other people to follow their dreams. I love seeing people happy. So I want to work in a way that will enable me to help more and more people along the way. I would love to eventually contribute to institutions or even set up my own that help children from troubled families follow their dreams of working in the music industry. Now, I wouldn't have learned the lessons I've learned or become clearer on my goals or made the beautiful connections I've made here had I not taken that leap of faith and listened to the voice of my heart over the voice of fear. Your heart will often tell you to do things that may seem crazy to you. You must listen to it. This is the voice of wisdom talking to you, the voice that guides you to realizing your life's purpose. So have the courage to take leaps of faith, because it's only when we leap that we discover we've had wings all along. Keep reaching for your dreams and keep following your heart. Thank you so much for taking the time out to watch this video. It means the world to me. Hugest love. Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it. So please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/LizCirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.